I spent the afternoon striping the meadow with rows of tables. Fortunately, Archibald was my partner. He might be a little high-strung in some ways, but beneath the fat, he had the frame of an ox from winding the clock. For 3,000 years, it had been the consent's policy to accept any and all folding chairs and collapsible tables made available to it, and never throw one away. On one and only one occasion, this had turned out to be a wise policy. The millennial Appert of 3,000, when 27,500 pilgrims had swarmed in through the gates to enjoy a square meal and see the end of the world. We had folding chairs made of bamboo, machined aluminum, aerospace composites, injection-molded poly, salvaged rebar, hand-carved wood, bent twigs, advanced new matter, tree stumps, lashed sticks, brazed scrap metal, and plated grass. Tabletops could be made of old-growth lumber, particle board, extruded titanium, recycled paper, plate glass, rattan, or substances on whose true nature I did not wish to speculate. Their lengths ranged from 2 to 24 feet, and their weights from that of a dried flower to that of a buffalo.
You'd think that after all this time someone might have invented, say, the wheel,
Archibald mentioned at one point as we were wrestling with a 12-foot-long monster that looked like it might have stopped spears during the old Mathic Age. Dragging these artifacts up from the cellars and down from the rafters was an almost perfectly stupid task. It was not much more difficult to get Archibald talking about Inquisitors and the Inquisition. The gist of it was that the arrival of 2 Inquisitors wasn't a big deal at all, unless it was a big deal, in which case it was a really big deal. The Inquisition long ago had become a relatively non-psychotic, even bureaucratized process. This was evidenced by the fact that we saw the Warden Regulant and her officers all the time, even when we weren't in trouble. Though they reported to the Primate, they were technically a branch of the Inquisition. They even had the power to depose a Primate in certain circumstances. Archibald, warming to the task, here threw in some precedents of yore involving insane or criminal Primates. Consistent standards had to be maintained across all the world's consents, or else the Reconstitution would be null and void. And how could that be achieved unless there existed this elite class of hierarchs, typically Wardens Regulant, who had doled out so much penance to their long-suffering fras and sewers that they'd been noticed and promoted, who traveled from consent to consent to poke around and keep an eye on things? It happened all the time. I just hadn't noticed it until now. "I'm a little rattled by something that happened just before Provener," I told him. We were out in the meadow, working on our second acre of tables. Sewers and younger fras were scurrying around in our wake, lining the tables with chairs, covering them with paper. Older and wiser fras were hauling on lines, causing a framework of almost weightless struts to rise up above our heads. Later, these would support a canopy. In an open-air kitchen in the center of the meadow, older sewers were trying to kill us with the fragrance of dishes that were many hours away from being served. Archibald and I had been trying for 10 minutes to defeat the latching mechanism on the legs of an especially over-designed table, military surplus from a 5th-century world war. Certain levers and buttons had to be depressed in the right sequence or the legs would not deploy. A dark brown leaf, folded many times, had been wedged into the undercarriage. Helpful instructions written in the year 940 by one Fra Bolo, who had succeeded in getting the table open and wanted to brag about it to generations of unborn avowed. But he used incredibly recondite terminology to denote the different parts of the table, and the leaf had been attacked by mice. At a moment when we were about to lose our tempers, throw the table off the presidium, consign Fra Bolo's useless instructions to the fires of hell, and run out the decade gate in search of strong drink, Fra Archibald and I agreed to sit down for a moment and take a break. That was when I told Archibald about my conversation with Varax and Onali, as the male and female inquisitors were called according to the grapevine.